Where am I? Benefit, yeah, it's, I think all the other links are up, it's just, the 4425 here in Traverse City normally is a DLR repeater, and it's normally patched in to, TGIF, 2416 on 2. And, for a while, I think the link system that did that was a computer, just a virtual instance, and it was always online, and it was pretty reliable, but the problem was it was doing software audio encoding and decoding, and the quality was dog water. And I think Drake ended up replacing it with a 4300, or a 4350 maybe, a Motorola radio that was patched into something else, and the audio quality of that was way, way better because we were doing the codec on the actual equipment that it was intended for instead of trying to emulate it, and so the quality was way, way better, but there was something about that that needed to be, because it wasn't just an instance running somewhere, it was an actual piece of hardware, I think it is prone to needing to be reset every now and then. So every once in a while, the patch between the linked network and that DMR talk group goes down. And I think that's what probably needs to be done. I'll ping him a little later here. But we had talked about rebuilding that so that it is a little bit more reliable. And the way that I think I want to try is I got an SL7550 off eBay for real cheap because it had no push-to-talk button and no battery. But I'm just going to mount that in a little metal case with the interface and probably locate it up at the repeater site and put it on low power and let it run. But just like a little rack mount unit enclosure or something, because it doesn't need to have a ton of power or features. It just needs to sit there and be the bridge between the analog and digital world. So that's the plan. Until then, we might have to kick it every once in a while.
Hey,
oh, see, if I talk long enough and almost time it out, he shows up. Go ahead, good night,
yeah, it's back to a software patch. That 4350 house right now. It's running, it's on a handflip, but the program, the application I found that can do it that's updated emulates a PYT MD390. And that's what it's been for, I think, 6 months now. Is that. And with how perfectly imperfect ham VoIP is, it just kind of likes to die, and I have to go shake it a little bit every once in a while. It's usually every 3 months. I've done it twice.